Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have three guests with us, Kathy Hansen, Todd Pellett, and Sherry Clark. And we're going to start with Sherry. This is a big event, Sherry. If you like water or you went swimming at the Sunnyside Pool, I think this is for you.
Yes, it is.
So
it
tell us when it is, where it is, and how people can gather.
It's the Sunnyside Swimming Pool Reunion. It's Saturday, July 22nd. From 10 to 12, we're going to have a few little contests. But please come anyway, even if you don't want to swim. And then we'll have lunch in the park. And then another pool party from 8 to 10 p.m.
Okay. So you can participate however little or however you much. Join me if you have other things going on. You know, you can just come to park. Or you can just spend the day, I think, with all of the swimmers. You know, initially... Todd, I'm going to ask you this because you were the person I talked to initially. Somebody said it was for the swim team. It was a reunion of the swim team.
Oh, no, LaVon. It's really a Sunnyside Pool reunion. And, you know, that includes obviously the swim team, but, you know, a lot of people remember Red Cross swimming lessons. They remember synchronized swimming, the swim team, the lifeguarding out there, pool rats hanging around, even people playing basketball next door at the courts, you know, and come over to the fence and hang out and see what's going on at the pool. So I think it was a real fun summer time activity. It seemed almost to be like I liken it maybe to a summer camp. And year after year, you'd see your friends back at the pool, spend the day with them, and it was a great day, great fun. And I think we all remember that it was just a real pleasant time in our lives. And it's so exciting to think about getting back together after 50 years. I know it sort of came up because my brother Drew, class of 67, is having his 50th reunion. And we said, wouldn't it be fun to have a pool reunion this year? And I think that sort of got it started. And so, you know, it sort of took off from there. My brother Clark then sort of picked up some of the reins and has been getting Kathy and Sherry involved and trying to get a local swing going on it so that we can generate some interest. And we really appreciate you having us on Backyard and Beyond.
Yeah, thank you.
La Sip.
And you mentioned several of the Pellett family members being involved with putting this together, but I also think in my past history, the Pellett family was really involved with the pool and doing lessons. So, Kathy, can you think back to some of the instructors there for the swimming lessons?
Sure. Sherry, Todd, and I are all basically pool people from the 70s. And so back then I started out as a water safety aide. And Tressa Wilcox was the instructor. We really formed a bond. I also taught advanced life saving with Drew Pellett back then. Of course, Betty Lou Pellett was the Cass County Red Cross water safety chairman, and then Nancy Pellett took over those reins. And so I remember working with Nancy, and I just have such fond memories of being at the pool from 8 in the morning, teaching swimming lessons, staying all day to guard till 9 o'clock at night, and then back again the next day. So we were there a lot and had lots of kids that we got really close to as lifeguards as well.
So they can all come. Everybody
yes,
is welcome.
Yes, we would
so,
love to have
Kathy, when you say that, this was an important summer job for you and for many other young people during the summer?
Yes, definitely. There were private lessons going on. When I was a kid, I took private lessons from Cindy Kuyken, and I remember looking up to those lifeguards and thinking, you know, that would be so cool to be a lifeguard. So it just would be, you know, it wasn't a lot of money, but for back then it was just fine, especially if you taught a lot of swimming lessons.
And you had fun doing it. I can just tell by all of you talking, you had such a great time. What a way.
Well, it was really fun because there were a lot of different age groups. I mean, as Kathy said, you know, when we were little or smaller, we'd look up to these, you know, high schoolers or whatever, you know, and it was just like, and we would all be one group and we were all involved together, and so that it was a lot of fun across the ages. So,
and that is something unique because when you're in school, you don't get that opportunity, and sometimes even in neighborhoods, they're kind of by age group. Mm-hmm. So that is a really important thing, Todd.
Yeah, because there were 8 and under swimmers all the way up through, you know, high school swimmers, 16 and over. Even sometimes we'd have 18 and over. When the older ones just didn't want to leave, you know?
Yes.
I personally was on the swim team from age 6 to 16.
Wow. Okay, so that was my next thing I wanted to ask about, Sherry, is the swim team. You know, because, you know, I know there's a swim team now, but I think it was different then. It wasn't in school, was it? I
mean, no, it was not school-sponsored at all. It was all volunteer, as far as I know. Maybe the coach got paid.
Okay. And it was just during the summer. I mean, there wasn't any place else to practice, right? Except a Sunnyside pool, unless you went downtown.
And it involved several communities, other communities in Southwest Iowa. And I think we went as far south as Hamburg.
Oh.
We went to Missouri Valley.
Even spent some time Town and Country in Council Bluffs, but Creston, Clarinda, Shenandoah,
Avoca,
Villisca.
So do you remember meeting other kids at that time? I mean, not just the local ones, but was that something that you also did, was to meet folks from all these places?
Yes, we did, and we kind of formed a bond, but we also had that competitiveness, you know.
Of course.
I think Dean Junker, even today, the coach, I think he was involved with Town and Country maybe even, so the today's swimming coach at the high school. So.
And you're hoping that he will show up?
He's been invited.
Okay.
And all even those, out-of-town people. You bet.
Yeah, we hope the word gets out there so that people can, anybody who has any connection to the pool or that area is invited, as far as I can tell from your invitation. And you're so all enthusiastic about what's going on. So, Sherry, you mentioned that starting at 10, you're meeting at the Sunnyside Pool. Give us a few specifics about the rest of the day.
Well, after, we're going to have 10 to 12, because then the pool opens for public at 1. And anybody that comes to the reunion has free pass for that whole day to swim if they'd like. Thank you to the current manager there.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Camblin Edition, the top of the park, and we'll have lunch and just reminiscing and visiting and getting to see people that we haven't seen for years.
Yeah. And that's what a reunion's all about, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then after lunch,
then you're free to do whatever you want in the afternoon, and then from 8 to 10 we're going to have a pool party. We'll have a DJ there. And then
I think this is growing by leaps and bounds.
It is.
But you just, again, that enthusiasm and wanting to share all the good times and giving people opportunities at different times. Kathy, can you give us just a few more details about the noon meal? Because people are thinking, oh, do I need to register? And what's all that?
Yeah, right now it's bring a picnic lunch if you would like, or two dudes in a truck are scheduled to be there at noon. To serve, and you can purchase your lunch from them. We have people coming from a pretty good distance, actually. Mm-hmm. Chicago, maybe Nevada.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
California.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that 10 pellets will be there, so we'll have to take a count.
And they're
so
from all over.
From all over.
Yes.
So, you know, we don't really expect people to bring potluck. They can if they would like. Maybe the local people might do some of that.
I was going to say, a little
two dudes in a truck are awesome.
Okay.
And it'd be,
maybe there's a little subgroup, little family group, whatever, that want to do their own thing. But that's a wonderful area, so it's kind of, think ahead a little bit about what it is you want to do, but there's so many options that it's.
And there will be T-shirts for sale. There's some really neat Sunnyside Pool T-shirts that.
Do you need to order those?
No, I think we just have a set amount, and then if we run out, maybe we could order some more and have them mail. But you know, just $10 for a Sunnyside Pool T-shirt.
That's a pretty good bargain for a T-shirt, a special
T-shirt.
I would
like to add that if you do swim in an event and win, that is one of the prizes.
Oh, good.
But it's limited to two.
Okay. So how many events, Sherry? You got a lot of events planned?
We don't have a whole lot. There is a really cool jump or dive event that I think would be fun, especially for the younger people that can move quicker. It's called Jump or Dive, and you're on the diving board, and then a person, the judge, I guess, would call out, jump. And then so jump is feet first, dive is hands first.
Okay.
And you're in midair when they call it. That was an old game from the 70s
that
we used to play at Sunnyside. And,
and
I believe if there are any relays, that they'll be grouped by ages. So they'll add up the four ages of the four swimmers. And so it could be 200 plus or something. So that
could
be.
Yes. And I know, Sherry, you said you coached diving?
Did, yes. Uh-huh. In 1987 and 88.
Okay. So, Todd, are you on a swim team?
I was. I taught swimming. I took swimming lessons. My mother, obviously, was very involved in it, and I'd be remiss in not really highlighting that, because she was a very strong part of getting the swimming going in Atlantic, and then all these other activities sort of developed from that. But I'm a lifelong swimmer. I mean, I love swimming even today, and it's a great activity. But so swim team, diving team. I taught swimming. I taught lifeguarding. I taught, you know, advanced swimming or advanced lifeguarding, whatever.
Every opportunity there was, you were out there.
Anything had to do with being at the pool, you bet.
So we want to remind people this is happening on the 22nd, correct, Sherry?
Yes.
Starting at 10, and choose whether how much of the day you want to be there, because there's something kind of going on all day. And if they need more information, is there a particular site, or just any one of you, of course, but is there a site that they can go to?
There is a Facebook page called Sunnyside Pool Reunion. Or, okay. I mean, we're all local. We could.
Okay.
Right. My phone number is 712-250-1150. And if they plan to come, they could just text and say reunion in their name, and we'll put them down.
Okay. So you, all you Sunnyside swimming folks, remember the 22nd and have some fun. We want to thank you, Todd Pellett, Sherry Clark, and Kathy Hansen, for joining us this morning. And Napoleon Bonaparte said, nothing is more difficult and therefore more precious than to be able to decide.